Okay, we're in Hilchos Nara Vesula Perek Beis, and we're going to continue with various halachas relating to the cases of both someone who seduces a woman as well as someone who rapes a woman. And now, for the most of Perek Beis, we're going to get more into the specifics of the knas, as well as, I should say the specifics, the expansion of the knas, and what payments either the seducer or the rapist are chayev to pay. So in Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says, Chamishim kesef shel knas, so when the Torah sets up the knas, the initial knas of 50, we'll call it, let's say, pieces of silver, that's only paying for the enjoyment the man had in the sexual relations, in the sexual relationship. The chayef ha-mefata liten boshes, right? Upagam yeser al knas ha-katsubatar. So the person who seduces, okay, so he must pay on top of the knas of hanash shchiva. He must pay boshes, which is embarrassment, and pigam, which is a type of damage. Now, when we get to Hilchos Chovel, which is the human damages, we'll get a lot more into the mechanics of boshes, and here pigam, which is almost equivalent to nezek, how they work. So in other words, the mechanics aren't going to be so clear now, but basically, the mefatah must pay on top of the knas of 50 kesef. He must also pay for boshes, embarrassment, and the pigam, the damage that was done to her, yeser la knas katzibator. Okay. Now, yeser alav ha'onis shehu nosin es tsar. Now, the rapist, right, on top of what the mefata pays, the rapist pays on top of that tsar. Tsar is pain that was caused to the girl. Shehan nivela spritzona ain la tsar, because if she was seduced, which meant she wanted to go along with the sexual relationship, there's no pain there. Ba'anusa yesh la tsar, but by rape, there's actual pain. V'cheinu omer ba'anusa tachas asher enough, right? It says in the Torah that because he went ahead and violated her, so to speak, that's why the tsar knas is present as well. So Malacha Beis, so Nimsa, what do we see from this? Ha-mefate mishalam shloshu dvarim, knas boshes upagam. The onus arba, knas boshes v'tsar upagam. So again, the mefate is chayv to pay three things, and the rapist is chayv to pay four things, okay? Now, Halacha Gimel, knas, right, shava b'kol. So the knas doesn't change, meaning the doraisa knas, the initial 50 shekel knas, 50 piece of silver knas does not change, right? I mean, it's equal to anyone. Echad al-baal bas kohen gadol, v'echad al-baal al-bas ger, or mamzeres, knasa chamishim kesef, okay? So what's important to realize is that it doesn't matter, I don't know how to say this in a way that doesn't sound bizarre, but it doesn't matter who the guy rapes. It could be someone famous, or it could be someone not famous, right? Or important to society or whatever, or someone deserving a covet or not. Either way, 50 kesef, that is the standard. However, aval boshes pagam and tsar, but the other three things, the boshes, the embarrassment, the damages, and the pain, einan shava b'kol, utzrichin shuma. As we'll see in a second, these are not objective, rather they're subjective. So we must take into account the individual to determine the amounts owed for boshes, pagam, and tsar. Okay? So lachadalit. So ketzah shaman ha-boshes. How do we evaluate boshes? Hakol, and this is the principle that always exists by boshes, hakol lefi ha-mevayish, the ha-misbayish. Okay, so we take two things into account. The person, the status of the person who is embarrassing, right? And the status, so to speak, of the person who was embarrassed. They both take into account. If you want to think of a case, it's not going to necessarily apply here, but something to keep in mind is, it'd be like equivalent to saying, let's say the prime minister was giving a speech, and the average person spit on the prime minister, okay? So that's going to cause embarrassment. But that's a different kind of embarrassment than if, let's say, the president of the United States spit on the prime minister. That's what we have to think about when it comes to this category. So he says, Shena doma ha-mevayesh na'ara chashuva mishpacha miyuchasa, the mevayesh kitana ania bezuya, right? So the embarrassment that's suffered by a girl, let's say, from an important family is different from an unimportant family. Right, and also the both the deliverer and the receiver, okay, depending on their social status, will play a big role insofar as the extent of the embarrassment. So how do we quantify, or I should say, how do we monetize that? So look, hey, lufizer roan adayanin ma'alasa umalasa, right? So that's why the judges take into consideration his status and her status, right? Vishaman kama mamon roy la viel mishpachasa liten. And they have to work out how much money the father slash family should get for this. Okay, so they want to figure out how much, basically, how much would the family pay, right, in order, from a social status standpoint, in order to avoid the outcome of rape. Again, in other words, we'll get to the tsar in a second, but let's just keep with the seducer. In other words, how do they evaluate the boches? Ultimately, using the social status, they say, how much would this father give, okay, to prevent the seduction from taking place from a social status standing, okay? I know it's not an easy figure to come out. That's why we have actuaries. Halacha vav. Now, pagam, lefi yafya, when it comes to damage, okay, here damage is not quite like normal nezek and kolbal. Rather, we use the girl's beauty as our barometer, okay? So, roan osak iluhi shifcha nimkaris b'shof. Okay, now this is something that Chobel does quite often, which is that it's almost like, it's going to sound also difficult, but basically it's like there's a commodity market for, let's say, normally for avada, okay? So, for instance, if you're in the Wall Street Journal, you turn the back section, you'll see a commodity market there for the value of, let's say, a male servant. So here, what we do is we treat her, right, as if she were a shibcha, like a non-Jewish maid servant who's being sold, what it called, in the market. Kama hi shava ba'ula, but kama hi shava besula. How much is her value if she is someone who had sexual relations? And how much is her value if she didn't? She's a virgin. Kisha adam rotza, likta shibcha besula, litnila avdo, she wrote sabahanasa v'tabasa. So, of course, who is seeking out the shibcha? It's a man, it's a guy who basically has an eved and he wants to set his eved up, so to speak, with a shifcha. So he goes to the shuk and he's searching for a shifcha. So the question is, how much would he pay for a shifcha basula for his eved versus how much would he pay for a shifcha non-basula? Baron kama paksa bishar, right? And whatever the difference in the price is, that's what the mifata or the ma'anes must pay. What about tsar? So tsar, lefi katnusa, okay? Basically, ubinyan gufa, right? Ulefi shanav v'gufa, omdin kama av rotz liten, lefi tsar ze zu mizev yiten. So when it comes to tsar, which is also difficult, okay? So basically, we judge the pain that she incurred first based on her age, as well as the size of her body, okay? As well as his age and the size of his body. And then we say, how much would the father pay, right, for her to avoid the pain that she suffered from, okay? And whatever that is, that's what he's chayav to pay. So of course, one of the challenges with tsar, as well as boches, is sky's the limit, meaning how much would a father pay? $1 billion. But that's not a question for here. That's a question for the Gemara. Okay, so halacha zayin. Ha-mifateh nosen boches u-pagam miyad. Okay, so when the mifateh seduces the girl and he's busted for it, so to speak, he must pay boches of the fine for boches or the penalty for boches and for pagam immediately. Vayna nosen as a knas, but he doesn't give the knas el im kein lo nasa. But he doesn't have to pay the knas only if he doesn't marry her. So he's immediately chayav to pay boches and pagam. But when it comes to the knas, he's not on the hook until the decision made to marry her or not. Shneamar vim ma'in yima'in avia lasita lo kesef yishkol. Okay, so again, Pasuk saying is that if he doesn't want her to marry, then the payment must take place. Aval ones, but what the rapist knows in arbad dvarim yad mekones, he must pay all four things, right? Which is the knas, boshes, pagam, and tsar immediately, and then he must marry her. That's why if the woman decides to go ahead and divorce, right? Or when she, let's say, becomes widowed, right? She doesn't get anything. Okay, she would not get any money as a result. Okay, lachachas bo aleha shnayim. Okay, now let's say a young girl was involved in two unfortunate incidents. Okay, so two men, let's say, seduced her. Okay, or raped her. One of them echad kedarka. So one of them had vaginal relations with her. One of them was non-vaginal, for instance, anal. Zeshaba le'a shalokadarka, okay, so the one that was shalokadarka, imhu rishon, so if he was the first of the two men, chayev boshes and pagam, right, then he'd be chayev in boshes and pagam, meaning we treat him like a mefateh. Vimu acharon, but if he is, oh, sorry, we treat both as a mefateh, but imu acharon, if it was the second guy, right? Meaning he went after the, what do you call it, the one who did it, Kedarka, chayev in boshes, bilvad, shekvar nifkama. You don't even chayev in boshes because she's already, so to speak, been damaged because she's no longer vesula. Mizesha ba'alea Kedarka, now the one who had sexual, had normal vaginal relations with her, beimish ubein acharon, doesn't matter if he was first or second, chayev b'knas, u'bishar dvarim. He actually will be chayev b'knas and the other things. Ava im boshes u'begam shobash lo nivela klal, kiboshes u'begam zush nivela shlo Kedarka. Because basically, at the end of the day, the boshes and damage that a besula suffers from, right, is not at all comparable to the boshes and damages that a girl who rat, excuse me, a girl who had a non-vaginal sexual relations went through. So meaning that biash kedarka on a besula is much worse damage-wise than, and embarrassing-wise, than biash lo kedarka. Okay, rachates. Okay, kvar hudanu abano shein han kedas v'esrahim. So the Rambam already mentioned in the first part, there are 10 women who would never get a knas if they were raped or seduced. Habogeres, Vamaenes, Vamagureshes, okay, Vailanis, we've seen these already, Vashota, Vachareshes, Vagiores, right? So again, the Bogeres, a woman who does Mion, if she got divorced, if she's a divorcee, excuse me, if she can't have kids, if she's not mentally competent, if she's a deaf mute, a convert, Vashua, if she's still, if she's captured, Vamashukreres, if she was freed from Abdus, Vayotzelea Shemra, and a woman who has a bad reputation, Ushar Banashesh and Knas. But the other women, Knas would apply in a situation of Mefata or Onus. Okay. Arachiyah. Kolbas Sheyeshla Knas. Anytime that a Knas is paid, Yeshla Boshet Subagam. Okay. Vimai Sa'anusa Yeshla Tsar. So as we've seen, anytime that a Knas is paid, at minimum, right, money will be paid for Boshet Subagam as well. And if it's Anusa, we add on, if it's rape, we add on Tsar. But if there's no knas to be paid, she's going to lose out of boshes of begam as well. Im nisfatata, okay? If she is seduced. V'cheinim nensa, if she's raped, as well she loses out. Except for chutz v'bogeres, v'ma'enes v'shota v'chareshes. Except for these four, which we'll explain in a second what that is. But what, if she's of a certain age, if she's a mion, if she's a shota, or if she's deaf mute, then, as you'll see, there's no payment at all that, what do you call it? If they're seduced, there's no payment that takes place, okay? But the key thing is that knas goes hand in hand with the other financial penalties, okay? So ketza, ha'onis, ha'sabogeres, ha'samenes. Let's say a guy rapes a girl who had performed mian, for example. Af apish einlan knas, even though there's no knas that's paid here, yishan boshes of a gamet tsar. But since he raped this girl, the mamayin, he still must pay these extra financial penalties of embarrassment, damage, and pain. Va'ones shota ochareshes, but let's say he rapes a woman who's mentally incompetent, mishan tsar bilvad, he's only chayef to pay for the pain. Aval mefates kulan pater miklum, right? But any one of these situations, the four above, the bugaris, menes, shota, ochareshes, if it's a case of seduction, in those cases, he's pater from everything, from the knas and everything that goes along with it. Okay, ein adam mishalim knas v'chol makom be'odas piv el al pi edim. It's very interesting. So the let's say rapist, okay, or the mefate, so he's not chayev to pay based on his own admission. For instance, let's say he gets goes to the police station and he confesses. His confession is not worth anything. El al pi edim, there must be witnesses. L'fikach omer anusti or psisi bito shaponi eno shal knas. So if a guy comes along and confesses and says, I raped this girl, he's not chayav to pay the knas. Aval mishan boshem upigam v'odas pit. But he still will be chayav to pay both for embarrassment and damages based on his confession. V'chein bas shetava ish b'din. So too, let's say the girl brings the guy to court, okay? V'amra lo, and she says to him, on anast o psis, osi, that he went ahead and raped me, or she says he seduced me. And he says, I don't know what the heck you're talking about. So you must make a durban on shua. Right? Because if he acknowledges, if he does admit that he did it, he'd be chayav to pay. Therefore, you must take a shua to back up his defense. Now, Amrlo, let's say she says to him, anasti osi, excuse me, anasta osi. She says to him, you rape me. Vuamer lo ki elapsisi. He says, I didn't rape you, right? There was consent. I seduced you. All right. Hare ze nishva shvua satara. All right. He must take a shvua, a deraisa shvua, al dme hatsar, right? For the money he'd have to pay for tsar if he did rape her. And he's only chayat to mishan boshes of begam. Shreyahodam mix us a taina kamoshis barbam koma. Because what he did was, he actually, and there was in his shvua, he is acknowledging some culpability, where he's saying that I seduced her, but I didn't rape her. So as we'll see later on down the road, we'll see what it means, why Hodem and Mixas Taina works. But basically, since there was some, he acknowledged some part of the claim against him, he's therefore under has some type of obligation as well. Okay, Lachi Yadalid. Shulshadvarm shall mefate, varba shall ones. Okay, so the three payments made by the mefate and the four by the rapist, harehin shall av. Okay, so these go to the father of the girl. Shekol shevach neorim love, because anytime there's money made, so to speak, okay, as long as there's money that comes in, income, again, not the best word to use, for a young girl, right, when she's young, goes to the father. Of, right? But let's say she has no father, meaning he's dead. Then she would get the money. Okay. Halacha tezvav. Now mifuta o anusa. So let's say the girl was raped or she was seduced. Shalot taba. She never admits. Well, I should say that she doesn't come forth. Okay, with what happened to her until achibagra or achinisis or achimesa av. Let's say she doesn't say anything about what happened to her until, let's say, for example, she married, right? And, or let's say her father died or whatever. Hare har ba dvarim or shlosha shalot. So she's still entitled to either the financial penalties of the mefate, if it was a mefate case, or the four things of manes. There's no statute of limitations. Now, on the bedin, bitaboso, let's say she comes to court and says, this guy owes me money. The afrakach bagra o nosas. But let's say, after, when she was young, she gets raped, she makes the claim in court, then she gets married, harein shalav, okay, then the money would go to the father. Then mesa'av, achar amidasa b'din, let's say the father dies after she files a claim in court, harein shalachim, right, then it would go to the brothers, shehein yorshiav, right, because they're the ones who inherit, me'esh amda b'din zacha benav, because the moment she goes to court and files this claim, so to speak, the money automatically goes to the father. Okay, Habas, now what's this case now? All right, so Habas and Nisarsa, Vinisgarsha, okay? So let's say, let's say a girl had Kedushin, okay? But then Vinisgarsha, right? But then she was divorced. Again, there was no Nisuin, right? Kansa levado laatzma, nensa o niftatata, v'akrach niskatsha l'akra kansa, u'shadvaran lavia, shein erisin motziyim v'shasa'af, okay? So let's say was Mikadesh, right? But never had sexual relations with her future husband. Then all she would ever get, and then she was divorced. Okay. Then all she would get is knas in these cases. Okay. Now let's say she was raped or seduced. And afterwards, right? Got married to someone else. Okay. The knas and all the other things, all the other extra payments go to her father. Why? Because again, Sheena Arison, because Kiddushin is not enough to remove her from the Rishus of her father. Okay, we'll finish off the parak right now. Halacha Yud Zayin. Now, this is a very interesting Rambam. It's one of those where you'll see it's very interesting because he touches a little bit on, I'd say, legal theory here. Okay, how halachic legal theory works. He says, Ani Omer. Okay, so this is not even yearly. This is the Rambam saying, I think, this is my opinion. The Torah says, literally, it means do not profane your daughter, right, to become a prostitute. Okay, what does that mean? Shelo yomar av, right? So the father should never. What does this pasuk mean? A father should never say the following. Ho v'lo chayva Torah mifate ve'ones el shitim mamon la'av, right? So I know it's going to sound a little sick, but basically what the father is going to say is, well, here's a great way to take advantage of, I won't call it a loophole, but of the way the halakhic system works. That basically what happens is that when, Someone just asked, you know, even, I don't know how to answer the question, did the Rambam talk to someone who was raped? This isn't the Rambam. This is back from the Gemara. I think the better issue is this is how rape was treated in those days. Okay. The way rape is treated now is much differently. I'm not minimizing at all, how terrible rape is. I'm just saying that society changes and we treat that in a much more, in a much more stringent way because right today, which makes a lot of sense. So it's not a question of interviewing a girl who was raped. It's more about this is how, I don't know how raped girls felt, obviously, but this is what was the normal thing in society. Anyway, so he says that, okay, so what would a father say? Right. So the father could say, listen, I have a great opportunity to make money here because what can I do? So I'll get my daughter to be seduced. Okay. And then once she gets seduced, what's going to happen? The seducer, right, is going to have to pay me. So now I'm hit the jackpot, right? Harini Soker Biti Habasul is that I'm going to, so to speak, rent out my virgin daughter to this guy, Lavola, right? Behold, right. To go ahead and have sexual relations with her, right? Behold, Mom and Sherzef, whatever price I want. Right? Right? Or I can even, you can go out and have sexual relations with her for free. Right? Because he can go ahead and give money whenever he wants to. So the concern is that a father is going to see this as an opportunity to make money. The Torah warns him, don't do that. Okay? Now, this is, we'll see if you what you think about this. When the Torah comes along and creates this specific halakhic system for the rapist and the seducer, notice it's a monetary fine, mamon, lo malchus, right? It's monetary and not malchus, okay? Why should that be the case, okay? B'she'ira ha'davar mikra shalom adas avia, right? Because this is something that basically happened by chance, right? Not by the father's knowing about it. V'loichina atzmalik, right? And she really wasn't prepared for this either. The kach shadavrze in a hobatamin, because this doesn't happen. Okay. Meaning in this society, right? And the Rambam thinks echoing an ideal society, the very notion of rape itself is so foreign, right? Veno matzai, right? Avaim hiniach ze bito basula muchan ezachomish yabalea. Now, this is a very powerful statement. Okay. The Rambam says if a father went ahead and, so to speak, let his daughter be open to everyone else to come and have sexual relations with her. Gorem shetimale ha'aret zima. What's going to happen is the entire world will be filled with sexually inappropriate behavior. V'nimsa av nosebito. Vah nose achosa. What's going to happen is we're going to have situations where a father will marry his daughter and the brother will marry his sister, right? She'im tis'aver v'teled lo yodea ben mihu. And then what's going to happen is you're going to have pregnancies that take place. Won't know who the father of the child is. So basically, this may not be what we would think, okay, today. What the Rambam is saying is that if we went ahead and if a father went ahead and allowed his daughter to go ahead and be accessible to any man, it'll break down the normative relationships that exist in society. And fathers will sleep with their daughters and brothers will sleep with sisters. And he'll end up having all sorts of major problems. There's v'amechin bito l'kach, right? And therefore, if a man, right, has his daughter act in such a way, harehi kitsha, right? Kadesha, the loke habo of aniveles, right? And if a guy did this, she's considered to be a kadesha, right? Which is almost like basically a woman who's engaged in very inappropriate sexual behavior. And therefore, both the man who has relations with her and her get malchus. Mishum lo siya kadesha, because the Torah says you can't have such a thing. Then kotzenoso, right? And in such a case, he's not chayv to pay a knas. Shlo chayv b'Torah knas el onos emefate. So knas only applies to onos emefate, which basically means these are situations where there's no preparation, so to speak, by the part of the girl. But if she prepares herself, okay, for these relationships, whether it's her or her father's idea, she's a kadesha. The Isser kadesha echadhu, right? And the Isser kadesha is one, right? Doesn't matter if she's a virgin or not. That's what the Chacham said. That's what they said. once a girl has a reputation of being engaged in sexually inappropriate activity, ain't a knas. She is never will get a knas if a man rapes her or seduces her. Because what we say about her is that now she's made herself hefker. She's made herself, so to speak, ownerless or open to the world to have sexual relations with her. So she would therefore forfeit any idea of knas. Okay, one more parak of Nara Basula. So Ram was done. We'll finish off Nara Basula tomorrow.